Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle podcast. We're super excited. Today we want to break down some of the latest AI news that happened over the weekend, that happened this week, and tell you how we think you can do some interesting side hustles. I'll cue Jamie up with some news, some interesting things happening. He's going to give you some commentary on where he thinks you can make the most money and what the biggest opportunities are here. Okay, the first one I want to bring up, because this is one that a lot of people are talking about, is Elon Musk's Grok AI has launched. And for those that don't know, essentially this is like a ChatGPT competitor. Now, a lot of people think it's kind of controversial because, like, when he teased Grok, he essentially, like, his big promo for it was like, he's like, it's the AI model that will tell you everything that, like, OpenAI will, like, censor or whatever. So he's like, teach me how to make cocaine. And it, like, well, you get the cocoa leaf and you boil it and then you crush the powder. Like, he goes through, like, it goes through. So, like, it will tell you everything. And of course, that's very controversial. But Jamie, off the top of your head, we're getting an AI model like this. A, do you think this is going to be successful? And B, do you think there's some use cases here that are out of, you know, what you might see from ChatGPT?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think, you know, kind of like you have different social medias for different types of, people, different interests. I think, you know, similar to what's the YouTube competitor that's
Rumble.
Yeah. Like Rumble has like their uncensored, you know, YouTube version of YouTube. I could see this being something like that. Although from the first example you gave, I don't know how positive that necessarily would be. if they're programming ChatGPT to have certain biases or, I mean, that's always something that people are questioning nowadays from a political standpoint as well. So that's interesting for sure.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think the cocaine recipe one is obviously like a very extreme example that obviously was done for shock factor. And if I remember correctly, I think at first he tweeted and it was like, it gave like some snarky answer that wasn't actually true. And then he's like, no, actually tell me. And then actually, anyways, I think obviously that was for shock factor to illustrate. I don't think the majority of the users are going to be doing that. Here's the thing. Okay. Besides the obviously silly shock factor side of it, I think you're onto something where there is a big segment of people that, like, you can get that information on the internet. Obviously you get a lot of information on the internet. And then especially a lot of people have complained about, I think they've done like benchmarks for ChatGPT and they're like, you know, according to our benchmarks, ChatGPT is a Democrat because we asked it all these questions politically and it aligned this way. And you have other ones that align different ways. So I think there's definitely room for an AI model that is, you know, maybe less one way or another, has less biases one way or another that I think people will like. But beyond kind of the biases and the flavor, that I do think that's a unique selling feature because you have Inflection's Pi AI that's like it's extra human, and OpenAI is like maybe it's like super, it could be corporate, and now Grok is like it's kind of, you know, irreverent but like it's uncensored. So like you have these different flavors of the same LLMs, and I do think there's a lot of different use cases depending on what you're trying to do, what your side hustle is. But the one that I think is that Grok and Elon Musk have here that isn't just a flavor thing is specifically that it is the only AI model now that has access to the Twitter API. And so when you have like OpenAI, when Elon Musk bought Twitter, he essentially cut off the API to OpenAI because they used to train on all of their tweets. And he cut that off. And what's interesting is it's literally up to the date. So like on OpenAI, the cutoff now is like April of this year. when, like, you know, no more information after April goes into it. But Grok literally is getting tweets that happened 5 minutes ago. So an interesting example that I tried on it that I thought was interesting that I'll fling over to you. And I'm curious to hear, like, what kind of use cases you think this could spark. But of course, with podcasts like this, I went on it and was like, hey, what are the top three pieces of AI news that are happening that people are talking about on X today? And it's like, okay, the first one, Elon Musk is raising $1 billion for XAI, and this company just launched this thing. And it gives you like the piece of news, the breakdown, and then it links to the tweets and the news articles that people are talking about on Twitter. And like, these are things that happened, like announcements that happened like 5 minutes earlier. That is crazy that you do not see in ChatGPT.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, really. I mean, something you got to remember is, though, even though this is an artificial intelligence, it's drawing its data from somewhere. And, you know, that brings up, you know, back to even the political thing, where is this information being sourced from? And so I think eventually there will be a lot of competitors in the AI space, and they'll have to kind of niche down of who their target audience is. Like, are they computer programmers? Are they people looking for the most recent news? What's your use case for AI? And then you may gravitate towards a specific platform, you know? So,
yep, 100%. So I think for anyone that's doing any side hustles in today, the number one thing I would say is, like, if you're using AI tools, obviously everyone right now is just using ChatGPT, look at what other AI tools there are out there. There's a bunch of new ones. I'm going to talk about a couple other ones right now really quick. But there's a whole bunch of other ones that they all do something very specific. So depending on what your side hustle is, like, make sure you're looking at other alternatives, because there's other options that are good for doing very specific things. So of course, with like Grok, for me and Jamie, when we're covering like AI news or any kind of like news, if you have any sort of news or need for like immediate up to date information, maybe you like talk about what's happening in the economy and you need like the latest, not just not just what happened, but the conversation around it. This is a really good tool for getting like, you know, what are people saying about this, you know, news story? And it's like, well, these five influencers said this and the general sentiment is positive or negative. Very, very cool things you can do there. I think that's interesting. Okay, so the other one that I wanted to bring up, another one is called Mistral AI. Now, Mistral AI is a Paris-based, it's an OpenAI rival, and they just closed a $415 million funding round. So you know this is a very serious company. This is a ChatGPT competitor, and this is just their Series A, so very early on. Now, this is what I think is really interesting about this. It is a open source AI model. And literally, like, I'm impressed they were able to raise this much money open source, because that means literally like the code is out there. Anyone can just take this model, and theoretically, if you have a good enough computer, can run the model on your computer locally. Or if you have a service, you can run it on your server and like integrate it. But it's free; like, you don't have to pay them anything for this. So I don't know, Jamie, what are your thoughts on like these open source AI models coming out?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I think, again, kind of back to the niching down of what the AI actually does is going to, you know, take everything to the next level here. So I think, you know, for me and you, people who do news, social media, if you're trying to, you know, get conversations going online, Grok may be, one of the better options right now because it has the most recent data. I think it'd be kind of almost like a cheat code if you had like a news YouTube channel, you know. Where if you're doing copywriting side hustles, or if you're doing, writing marketing pieces for people, ChatGPT may be a better model for that. So, the open source thing though is very interesting. So I think there's going to be even like more people are going to use the Mistral AI backbones and build their own tools off it, which is really cool. So,
yep, 100%. And I think the place that I see, like, you gave three examples: Grok, OpenAI, Mistral AI, and kind of their use cases. And the one thing I will say for something like Mistral AI that I think is really interesting is, obviously, raised a lot of money. They're a serious company, so you don't have to worry about it just kind of coming and going. So I think it's worth investing in your infrastructure if it's the direction you want. But I think the use case for that is if you're doing something that requires scale. So, I mean, if you're making your own software, sure, that's one thing. But also, like, for example, in previous episodes, you know, I've talked about the fact that for marketing purposes, I use ChatGPT and I run it through a code to, I've got someone to write me a script that's going to generate like thousands of articles. Now, running those thousands of articles, especially using the image generation, because we have like DALL-E image generation that goes into them, it's, you know, for I think like 10,000 articles, it's over $3,000 that you have to spend on this content. And so when you have a tool like Mistral AI come in that's open source, if you can run this locally on your computer, you could essentially do all of that content generation for free. So there's like pros and cons to all of this stuff. And I think it's just important to look at all of them. The one other thing that I wanted to bring up is the fact that TikTok is, this is the latest piece of news, is that TikTok has launched TikTok shops. And I know in the past we've talked a lot about like different video tools, AI video tools you can use to help grow on TikTok. I'm curious, Jamie, have you seen this whole TikTok shop thing? And do you think there's an opportunity here?
Yeah, man, I've been in many rabbit holes already researching it, because it seems like there's tons of opportunity to use user generated content to sell products. And I kind of want to be, you know, I'm traditionally on the content creation side of things. I would prefer to be on the business side of things and actually be the one sourcing materials, sourcing the products and selling them. That's the piece that I still need to figure out, because there's a lot of competition already, and a lot of the products that people are selling, they're selling for, you know, bottom dollar. And so, but again, that's like a huge brand new concept that I think is in a way going to open the door for anybody to be able to be a salesperson and sell on TikTok. So, and then for businesses, it's amazing too, because, you know, there's been this rise of the more authentic content, using influencers. And this is almost like a cheat code for businesses to not even have to pay, you know, content creators, because they're just, you know, giving a, affiliate commission. So
yeah, it's amazing. It's genius. Yeah. I think so. The way I would frame it up, right, we've talked about the value of like growing a TikTok audience or any kind of audience to promote products, of course. And I think that's very obvious to people why that might be the case. But I think TikTok was one of the platforms that is notorious for being difficult to monetize. Like Instagram, for some reason, you get a lot of brand sponsorships and that kind of stuff seem more normal. YouTube, of course, is like the golden ticket. That's why, of course, Jamie's the man in the room. But TikTok seemed like one where, like, I know people that are like, yeah, I got a million followers on TikTok, but like it's not monetized. Like I just kind of make the videos and it's hard, and I don't get a lot of brand sponsors, or like it's hard to get people to click off, whatever. So I think that this is kind of the answer to that. And you saw with Amazon doing their Amazon influencer program, where it's essentially like a TikTok on Amazon that you can swipe through products that people are making is just products to buy. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more integrated like social platforms with e-commerce. And yeah, like you mentioned, it's going to be, I think this is the new way to monetize TikTok. And it's cool because it's, you know, this benefits like creators, but like you also mentioned, it also benefits like business owners. Like you have a product, you get it on there, and it's like that whole affiliate program that I think is really what made Amazon so successful online.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I think they finally figured out a way to kind of, yeah, exactly like you said, monetize this new TikTok short form content where you're just swiping, because there's already this algorithm developing, you know, figuring out what your interests are. So they're going to feed you things you're interested in to keep swiping, and then they can just put ads in, sell products. It's really innovative and smart. So yeah, it's going to be cool to see all the different businesses that pop up. I know a lot of people who are in the drop shipping game already doing TikTok shop, yeah, like crazy. So,
yeah. Very cool. Okay. So this is kind of a side tangent, but I just saw this week and I thought it was crazy. I guess the connection here is that, Amazon, obviously number one in the world, crushed it. TikTok is getting into the space. And I think Walmart is the next one. They have an influencer program that they have announced. It's not rolled out as widely as Amazon's, but they're doing something really interesting that I think feeds into all of this that I saw. And I don't know if you've seen this, but Walmart is filming and producing a Christmas rom-com, just like a Hallmark kind of movie. But every single shot in this Walmart movie, like everything in every shot is a Walmart product, and that you can, like, if you have the Walmart app, you can live like buy every single thing. So it's like, I was like watching this commercial, and it's like the girl walks in and she's like, oops, and like spills her coffee in front of the guy or whatever. Oh, and it's like her shirt you can buy, like her shoes you can buy, like her earrings you can buy, like everything in the coffee shop. Anyways, it's all Walmart. Such an interesting concept, right?
That's crazy. But I mean, don't you think people will get sick of that though? I mean,
oh yeah.
Even with TikTok, people loved it at first because it was like all just stuff they were interested in. Now it's the more monetized and more ads they put in, people are going to, I think, get sick of it. I think honestly, right now there's a big opportunity for someone who would want to create a social media that's not as commercialized. Again, like a brand new fresh start. I feel like there's going to be one soon because everything is becoming so ad filled, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point. But then I guess my question is like, would you rather get your movie interrupted by like ads in like, let's say, I don't know, Netflix ad tier or like Amazon or what, or like Hulu, if you don't have the subscription, would you rather see ads in there or would you rather just everything in the video be purchasable, but maybe it's not in your face. Maybe you can just like pull up your phone and scan it and find like what you want to buy.
That's a valid point.
I mean, I don't know, but I think it's going to be interesting. Yeah. The other one thing though, is that if Walmart does that, can you imagine Amazon who does all their Amazon originals? They're going to be the worst. You know, they're going to like, they're going to productize every single Amazon. If Amazon originals weren't bad enough as it is, Netflix originals, as soon as they add e-commerce to it, it might be pretty brutal. So in their little thing where they were talking about this movie coming out, it was funny because they're like, we had to get the shot just right when I walked in. So the high heels were in the perfect center of the frame. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when it's no longer like an artistic movie, but it's just like, how can we showcase the product the best? Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's so cringy.
Yeah, totally. That's funny. So,
anyways, it's going to be interesting. We know that the world of e-commerce is completely changing and using AI tools is 100% the surefire way, regardless of what the shifts are, to stay on top of it. So whether that's Grok, whether that's OpenAI, whether that's Mistral, or leveraging some of the video things we've talked about in the past for this new TikTok thing. We hope that you guys are all staying up to date with the latest in AI. We're going to keep you up to date so that you are able to really leverage it and really be successful in your AI side hustle. Thanks for tuning into the show today. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts, and I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your day.